You're fixing to learn some other laws of science if you don't watch your mouth.
They're crude, rude, uncouth, and socially unacceptable.
And about half dangerous. You forgot that one.
And since they have no talent, no poetic gifts, no subtlety, no reasoning faculty, what they do best is bark.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I got news for you, lady. There's more talent in one of these cowdog pups than in a whole trainload of cats.
Very well. We'll just see about that.
She turned to her urchins.
All right, kittens. On the count of three, we shall hiss. One, two, three.
They all humped up their backs and started hissing. Okay, that does it. Pups, this is war. Diplomacy is wasted on a bunch of alley cats. Form a line and stand by for growling. The kids got into position and waited for the command. Ready on the left. Ready on the right. Aim. Growl. We let them have it. Some of the best growling I'd ever heard. The kids did a terrific job, and I was proud to be there. Old Mama Cat didn't like that even a little bit.
All right, kittens, you've heard the enemy. As you can see, he's big, dumb, and loud. On the count of three, we'll answer with yowling and second-degree hissing. One, two, three.
They humped up, yowled, and hissed at us. Pups, stand by to bark. By George, if it's war they want, it's war they'll get. And remember the cowdog motto. Do unto others, but don't take trash off the cats. Ready on the left. Ready on the right. Aim. Bark. Boy, you never heard such barking. Them kids just ruptured the air, whatever it is. Just set up a thunderous barrage of barking. It was a nice piece of work. Old Lady Cat was getting madder and madder.
Very well, kittens. We shall have to give them the maximum load. On the count of three, give them yowling, third-degree hissing, and spitting. One, two, three.
All four of the little dunces leaned over the fence and let her rip. Ordinarily, I can control myself in the face of yowling and hissing. Even third-degree hissing.